Noel Robinson. The song is entitled Rain. Need the rain. All right, here we go. Helping our children overcome bedwetting. And I know, like I said, some of you may be far beyond the 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 4-year-old age range. I hear you. This is for you too. All right. But again, the big thing here is, because I know this would be the most prevalent need, those of you who are well past the bedwetting stages, but you can have this information, you can use it to help someone else who is not past that stage, or they should have passed it, had passed it, and for whatever reason, came back to it. All right, some families mark wet days and dry days on a calendar. Stickers or stars can make that fun. So if your child wets, be supportive and remind your child, your grandchild, your niece, your nephew, whoever the child is, that results will come if they just keep up the efforts. And so come up with ways of praising and rewarding the child for staying dry. Probably not going to be a good idea to punish the child if they're not staying dry, but reward the child if they are staying dry. Mercy. All right. Thank you so much for your patience. By the way, you notice that we switched songs there. This is Only Love from the Your Word CD featuring First Baptist North Augusta Choir, created by the great award-winning Jeff Bumgardner. All right, now I will be talking this Saturday for a bit about video games in the brain. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about that a little bit, the last segment of today's program, just to kind of get us started. I had planned on talking about it anyway, a little bit longer than this, but the technological glitch kind of changed my plans there. So we're definitely going to talk about that a bit. That final segment, and I may end up having to come back to finish the part about the bedwetting too, because I don't want to just rush through it in 30 seconds or so and not really give it the time that you really need me to give it. So if I need to, if I'm not going to be able to finish it today, and I probably won't, I will just plan to finish the bedwetting part this Saturday. I'll just quickly go over what we will have already covered. And then I'll also take us, I'll just start with the new material that I will not have discussed regarding overcoming bedwetting. And then I'll be about the business of bringing us up to speed with regards to what I will have discussed concerning video games and the brain. Again, I'll start on that last segment of today's programming, and then we'll pick it up on Saturday, this coming Saturday. So, what else can we do to help our precious children overcome bedwetting? Another thing is to provide some simple reminders. Make using the bathroom just before they get into bed part of the bedtime routine. Just before. And then again, remember now, you're also going to be encouraging your child to you know, stop hydrating maybe an hour and a half before going to bed. Hour and a half, 90 minutes before going to bed, nothing else to drink unless there's a medical reason for them to drink a little bit, even fairly close to bedtime. Talk with your doctor. And barring anything medical going on, 90 minutes before going to bed, no more fluids. All right? And then still, just before they go to bed, go ahead and empty that bladder out as much as they can. Also remind your child that it's okay to get up during the night to use the bathroom. Night lights. You may want to consider having a night light in the child's bedroom so that they don't have to, you know, come completely out of their sleep by having all these bright lights turned on and hitting them in the face, hitting them in the eyes, hitting them in the brain. But also, maybe have a night light in the hallway. Have a night light in the bathroom. If they need to turn on the overhead light in any of those areas for whatever reason, that's fine. That's not a problem at all. But if they can get by with the night lights instead of the overhead lights, that might make it easier for them to fall back to sleep once they're back in bed, because they will not have had so much stimuli coming at the brain as they had all those bright lights coming at them as they were turning on those switches to get to the bathroom. All right. Remember, if for whatever the reason you are not able to join us when we are live on 1550 AM, The Voice, part of the Perry Broadcasting of Augusta Family Stations, you can always go to the website speakingwith.com. And by clicking on the link that is labeled Listen Online at your convenience, you can listen to your program of choice when you want to, at your convenience. All right, I'll be right back in just a few.